Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. We've had a lot of water lately falling on our corner of planet Earth, too much for many of us, but of course there'd be no life without it. The search for water continues on other planets and moons in our solar system and now, with the latest sensitive instruments, outside of our solar system. The most interesting potential source of water is on Mars, and we know that there is water ice on the Martian poles, but the rest of Mars has so far been seen to be a dusty desert. We've mapped and surveyed the entire planet with satellites and terrestrial telescopes, but now there are new findings from NASA's Mars InSight lander, which touched down on Mars in 2018. The BBC reports that the lander carried a seismometer which recorded 4 years of vibrations, Mars quakes, from deep inside the red planet. Analysing those quakes and exactly how the planet moves revealed seismic signals of liquid water. And while there is water frozen at the Martian poles and evidence of vapour in the atmosphere, this is the first time liquid water has been found on the planet, or at least under its surface. By measuring how fast seismic waves travel, scientists have worked out what material they are most likely to be moving through. And these are the same techniques we use to prospect for water on Earth or look for oil and gas. And the analysis revealed reservoirs of water at depths of about 10 to 20 kilometres in the Martian crust. This finding answers a big question of where did all the Martian water go? Studies of the surface of Mars with its channels and ripples show that in ancient times there were rivers and lakes on the planet, but then for a very long time it's been a desert. Some of that water was lost to space when Mars lost its atmosphere, but so researchers say much of our water is underground, so there's no reason for that not to be the case on Mars too. The InSight probe was only able to record directly from the crust beneath its feet, but the researchers expect that there will be similar reservoirs across the planet. And if that's the case, they estimate that there'll be plenty of liquid Mars on water, even enough to form a layer across the surface that will be more than a kilometre deep. The location of all this Martian water does not necessarily mean it's available for Martian colonists, because drilling 10 to 20 kilometres below the crust is really not easy. The discovery could also point to another target for the ongoing search for evidence of life on Mars, which may be deep underground. So how do we get to transform Mars into a place we could live? When pandemics, climate change and human stupidity are threatening to wipe us out, or just boredom, you know, let's go and have a look. What's it going to be like to live on Mars? Scientists have long looked at how it might be possible to restore water on Mars. But until now, the methods have been very complicated. A new study claims to have found an easier way by releasing small iron rods to heat in the atmosphere and warm the planet in order to melt its surface ice. Previous ideas on how to bring water back to the planet have ranged from giant mirrors in orbit to heat up Mars, or pumping gases such as methane, which trap heat into the planet's atmosphere. This new study looked at how engineered dust made from materials that can be mined from Martian rocks could raise the planet's temperature and melt that polar ice. The dust made up of tiny metallic rods, each 9 millionths of a meter, would be pumped into the atmosphere, and the small dust clouds could then remain for about 10 years, small enough to allow sunlight through, but also able to prevent heat from escaping from the atmosphere. The researchers writing in the journal Science Advances say that their experiments indicate a steady release of the dust at 30 litres per second would warm Mars enough to start to melt the ice. Well, it sounds outlandish, but this proposal is apparently more feasible than previous suggestions. In the meantime, let's hope we arrive at a more pleasant climate here in Cape Town for now. This is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.